Today's daf is Sanhedrin daf Mem Vav, and we are about 25 lines from the top of daf Mem Hei Amud Beis. We're continuing along in Perek Nigmar Adin, which is discussing Misas Bezdin, specifically Skila. So the Gemara had mentioned a very big chiddush from Shmuel. Shmuel said, Nikta o yado edim potter. So the Mishnah described exactly how Skila was administered. Mishnah says they would take the person that was chayiv skila, they would put him on top of a platform. It had to be gavoya shtei koymos. With his own koyma, it was now gavoya shalish koymos. One of the edim would push him. If he died, yatsa, there was nothing else to do. If he didn't die, the other aid would come. He would take a stone, throw it at him. The skila uskaltam bavonim. He would stone him. If he died, yatsa, there was nothing else to do. If he didn't die, the rest of Klal Yisrael would come and they would stone him until he finally died. So in essence, there were really two components to skila. Even though the word skila is miloshen uskaltam bavonim, it suggests that he's being stoned. But we learn out from Parshas Yisroi, Maimon Har Sinai, that there were really two components to skila. First, he was thrown off this little cliff. And then afterwards, if that didn't kill him, he was stoned. The pasuk that says that the edim themselves, which is a chiddush, had to be involved in administering the skila, is yad ha'edim ti'abel birishayim. And Shmuel said a halacha, the yad ha'edim needs to be taken literally. Meaning not only is edim taken literally, but yad ha'edim is taken literally as well. And we learn from there that the only time a person could get skila is if we could be mekayim this pasuk of yad ha'edim. But let's say nikta'a yad ha'edim, let's say the aid, or maybe both edim don't have a hand, so they can't be mekayim this halacha of yad edim tiyah b'ikur yishayno. The halacha is the person is not going to be killed. Now Shmuel said the halacha in an interesting context. He said if the edim said edis and then afterwards nikta yadoi, so then the person is not going to be killed. And the Gemara said, "Marav shach, if there's halacha of yad edim tiyah b'ikur yishayno, then why is it only if it was nikta yadoi? If the edim were gidonim, they didn't have hands to begin with, the halacha should be true." So the Gemara says, "No, Shmuel's drasha wasn't that the edim have to have a yad. Shmuel's drasha was that whatever yad the edim had at the time that they said Eidos, it has to be the same yad at the time that they're administering the skila. Bottom line is, this chiddush of nikta o yad o edim potter, says the Gemara. Umibi inan krat kidichsev, that what's sort of implied in what Shmuel's saying is that when the Torah says yad edim tiyah b'ikur yishayna, even though at first glance it would seem to be a detail in the laws of skila, something that maybe you should have to do the katchila, we say no, it's ma'akif. So much so that to the extent that you can't be mekayim yad edim tiyah b'ikur yishayna, we do not kill this person. In other words, we take every word, every detail in the parasha literally. But the Gemara asks a kasha, "What time you learn to the brayse? Ma'isumas hamakaritzeichu." So the context over there is somebody that kills somebody b'mezid. You kill somebody b'shoigig, you chayiv galus. If you kill somebody b'mezid, you chayiv misas bezdin. Which one of the misas bezdin? Hereg, also known as sayif. So says the Gemara, a brayse eli elav misak suva boy. So the Torah says sayif minayin. How do we know shim yato yochel amisa b'misak suva boy? How do you know that for whatever reason this person can't get sayif? They can't find the sword. So how do you know that b'di'evet, if you can't do it in the way that the Torah specifically prescribes it, then there's a second way to do it. Talmud loymar, mois yumas hamaka mikomaka. Mois yumas hamaka. Extra words. We learn from there, a riboy, l'rabois, they're not only sayiv, not only the misa k'suva boy, but b'di'evet, you give him any misa possible. What do you see from there? You see that you don't have to take every detail in the parasha literally. And by the way, it's the same type of parasha. It's talking about Misas Bezdin. So how come when it comes to a Ritzeach B'mezid, who's Chayiv, Sayiv, we say that it's only L'katchila that you give him Sayiv? But B'dievet, if you can't give him Sayiv, kill him in any other way. Yet when it comes to Skila, where the Torah says, Yado Edem Tir Boy Barishayna, we say it's Ma'akif. And if you can't give him Skila, you're even going to get the right Misa. But it can't be done on a day to Edom. Why? Because you don't have Yad Ha'edim. You don't have that detail. All of a sudden, you don't kill him at all. It shouldn't be worse than if you don't have a Sayif. And still you see you killed a Reitzach, despite the fact that technically his Chiyuv is Sayif. So too, you should give this person skila, despite the fact you can't be mekayim yad edim tiyah b'ikur yishayna. But the Gemara says the obvious answer, Shani Hasam, Dam Makra, Ma'isumas. You're right, without a Pasuk, without a Drosha, that's what you would say. But there is a drasha. It says Mois Yumas Hamako, and that's what that price is coming from. Frank to Gemara v'Ligamar Bnei. So why don't we learn from there? Why don't we say that just like by Saif, Saif is not ma'akiv, so too by Skila Yada, Edom is not ma'akiv. Because the truth is that this drasha that teaches us that the Saif is lav dafka is, there's another drasha, a very similar drasha, that teaches us within the context of somebody dying for his sins, where you find again that a detail in the parasha is not ma'akiv. So what you left with then is two psukim that are teaching me the same thing. And what's the rule? V'chol shnei ksuvim habon ke'echad ein melamden. If the Torah teaches you something twice, it's counterintuitive that you can't learn anything from it at all. What's the two parashiyas? Number one, Reitzeach, and the other one is Goel Adam. Reitzeach, Adamar. Reitzeach is the one we just said. Mois Yumas Hamakah teaches us that we kill the Reitzeach b'chol misa shatiyochel ha-misa, even though really he's supposed to get Saif. Goel Adam, Mayi, Tanya, Melun, Tadabai, so Goel Adam, Yomas, Esa Reitzeach. If somebody kills somebody b'shoigig, the Goel Adam, closest family member of the person that was killed, had the right to go and kill the Reitzeach B'Shoigig. That's what the Reitzeach B'Shoigig had to try to get to the Eir Miklat as quickly as possible, because technically he was fear gay. The Goyel Adam had a right to kill him. And we learn from there, mitzvah b'Goyel Adam. And how do we know, says the B'Raisa, Shemein L'Goyel Shemezim Amin B'Loy Goyel? How do you know that if there's no Goyel Adam, Bezdin would appoint a Goyel Adam? So it sounds like a very big Kiddush, something that we'll discuss more in Yetz Hashem when we learn the second parak of Masechtas Makkos. But there's a halacha that if there was no Goyel Adam, Bezdin would appoint the public defendant. He's the public Goyel Adam. He's going to now be your Goyel Adam. It's learned from a pasuk. Shenemar b'figoy boy mikomakoy. The point is, what do you see? You see that Goyel Adam is lav dafka. How do I know Goyel Adam is lav dafka? I learned it out from a pasuk. So again, it's the same type of drasha as Saif is lav dafka. How do I know that I learned it out from a drasha? It's shnei ksuvim abon ke'echad, Goyel, Adam, Retzeach, v'chol shnei ksuvim abon ke'echad, eim alamdin. And it's for that reason, when it says Shmuel, when it says Yad de'edim tia boy berishoyna, even though in other areas of Misas Bezdin, the details of Lav Dafka, over here it's going to be Dafka. Only Machshir to bring the Rav Chizkel Rav Ashi, Umi loy be'inan kroket d'chsev. Do you not need kroket d'chsev? Again, the discussion here is when it says Yad de Eden boy, how literally should I take it? Should I assume that it's Dafka? Or should I assume it's Lav Dafka? Shmuel said it's Dafka. Time we learned in the Mishnah, Hoyechem Mehem Gidein. And the context over there is a Ben Sayer Umayr. Says the Braisa, if one of the parents of the Ben Sayer Umayr was a Gidein, he didn't have a hand, Oy Ile couldn't talk, Oy Chiger couldn't walk, Oy Suma couldn't see, Oy Cheresh couldn't hear, Einoy Nase Ben Sayer Umayr. Shenemar, because the pasuk says, "V'tofsu boy," the parents are going to grab their child, bring him to Bezin. This week's parasha, by the way, "V'loy gidmin," "V'loy tziuoy," say they're going to walk him out, "V'loy chigrin," "V'amru," they're going to talk, "V'loy ilmin," "B'neinu ze," ze means they see it, "V'loy sumin," "Einenu shoymeya," "B'koylenu," "V'loy charoshin." Says the Gemara, my time allowed me to be in a kradach siv. So what do you see? Every detail in the pasuk again needs to be taken literally. So you have a raya that you do have to take psukim literally. Says the Gemara, loy shani hasam the kulei kra yisayru. No, the basis for all the drushes mentioned in the brisa are kra yisayru. Without a kra yisayru, if there was no reason to necessarily darshan these psukim, we wouldn't darshan them. And just because it says einenu shemeya b'koleinu doesn't necessarily mean that the parish of Ensoyer Umayr, as an example, is only talking about parents who are able to talk. It's just because we have a Kroy Yisera, Ayin Rashi, it's for that reason that we're able to make this drasha. Tashma, another right. Ein lo rechoy, we're talking about the Irani Dachas. About the Irani Dachas, not only were the members of the city killed, but all the possessions of the city were killed as well. And where did it happen? It happened in the Rechoivo Ir. They would go to the main street. That's where this would take place. So the Braisa says, Ein lo Rechoiv. What if the city didn't have Rechoiv? What if there is no main street? Ein nas, it's Irani Dachas. The Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel says he can't make it into an Irani Dachas. Rabbi Kiva says, Ein lo Rechoiv. Oysen lo Rechoiv. No, first we make a main street, and then afterwards we do what we need to do. Ad kan li pliki says, the Gemara el demas of Rechoiv, the Mikari be demas of Rechoiv, the Hash, now we get the Mikardom. Now both of them hold, Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Shmuel, that you need a Rechoiv. What's the Shaila? The Shaila is, does there have to be a pre-existing Rechoiv? Or can we create a Rechoiv? Can we create a main street to go and execute the halachas of Irani Dachas? Avot the Kuli Yalma, everybody seems to agree, Be'inan Kroket Echsev, that you need a Rechoiv. Lord, what do you need a Rechoiv? Oh, because it says Rechoiv. Okay, Rechoiv is Lav Dafka. Elamai, no, Rechoiv is Dafka. Like Shmuel said, Yado Edom is Dafka. It's not Lav. Even though at first glance, it would seem to maybe be an arbitrary detail. Maybe not arbitrary, maybe something that you need to do the Katchila. But you see, no, it's Li'ikuva. So just like you need a Rechoiv Li'ikuva, so to over here, says the Gemara, you're right, it's a good Raya, but at the same time, it's not necessarily Muchach that that this is always the way it is, because Tanoi, it's really Machlekes Tanoi, the Tanan, another completely different area in Halacha, and that is the Metzora. So in the Tyrus HaMetzora, the Halacha was that there was zrikos and hazois that were done on the fingers of the Metzora, on the Metzora's ear, and the Mishnah discusses Eilom Bayin Yad, or Bayin Regel, Oizen Yamanis. What if the Metzora didn't have these body parts that are necessary in order to fulfill some of those details of the parish of Metzora? Eilom Tairei Lom. So Mishnah Price says, there's no Eitzah. You can't be Metzora, meaning these details are Ma'akib. Rabbi Leezer says, Noisen al Mekoimoi V'yoytze. Let's say the Metzora doesn't have a thumb. So you can put the dam where the thumb would have been. And that's okay. Reb Shimon says that even though it's supposed to be on his right thumb, if he doesn't have a right thumb, again, there's an Eitzah. Noisen al smoyle v'yotze. You can always put it on his left thumb. The bottom line is, the way Rashi explains, the Tanakhama seems to say that every detail in the Pasuk is ma'akif. Because ein lem boyun yad boyun regal. If you can't do it exactly the way it's mentioned in the Torah, ein le tairei lots. There's no way out. Whereas Rabbi Eliezer has an Eitzah, Reb Shimon has an Eitzah. Rabbi Eliezer and Reb Shimon are both of the opinion that you don't necessarily have to darshan the Pasuk kipshuta exhale. Just before we go weiter, I just want to go back to one thing that we spoke about at the end of yesterday's daf. So at the end of yesterday's daf, we were discussing something that was mentioned twice on daf Mem Hei Yomer Aleph. V'yahavta l'reyacha kamoicha. And the Gemara Darshan Brur Loi Misa Yafa. Now, when somebody's given Misa's Bezdin, so Bezdin has to kill him. Ubiarta Rami Kirbecha. But just like when they're deliberating and determining whether this person is in fact Chai Misa or not, they have to do so behind the shade of Yitzilo Eda. When they issue the guilty verdict, they still have to be compassionate towards this person. We learn from here, Brur Lo Yisa. And we said it's a Chiddush. And the reason it's a Chiddush is because really the Gemara says in Sochim Kufyud Gimel Amid Beis that when it says in the Torah, Lo Sisna Esachicha Bilvavecha, it means Dafka, someone that acts as Achicha. But somebody that's a Rasha, Mutalis Noisai, Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak Omar, Mitzvahis Noisai, Haloi Misanecha. And Esna, the Gemara Pesachim brings a different passage. But the point is that there's an idea of mutalis noisai and maybe even mitzvahis noisai when it comes to a rosh. This person who's given Misa's Bezdin is a rosh. There's nothing to talk about. As a matter of fact, we're going to see in today's daf that the Gemara later is going to say different halachas. Like they didn't bury someone that was chayef Misa's Bezdin in the Kfuras Yisrael. There was a separate cemetery for the Nechnokim and the Nerogim and the Nisrofim and the Neskalim and Poshib Shadis because they were Rishoyim. And being that they were Rishoyim, we didn't want to bury them. What they would do is they would wait until the body's decomposed. At that point, the fact that the body decomposed gave the Neshama Kapara, then they would move the body into regular Kivrei Yisrael. We're going to see that. It's a Mishnah. We're going to have it later in the Daf. But the point is, these are Rishoyim. So if they're Rishoyim, and there's no Lei Sisna Sechicha V'Vavecha, why is there V'yahavta Reyacha Kamoicha? Isn't V'yahavta Reyacha Kamoicha the mitzvah saseh to Lei Sisna Sechicha V'Vavecha's Lei saseh? There's many halachas in the Torah that are aseh and Lei saseh. Right? Where do you have that in the sugis of Tchiyah? Aseh is like a Lei saseh, but it's not Doicha, Lei saseh V'aseh. So there's certain things that the Torah said, mitzvah saseh, do this, Lei saseh, not do that. It's really the same exact. Yashav Saved, right? There's so many parishes in the Torah where there's an aseh component and a Lei saseh. You have the mitzvah tzedakah like that. So at first glance, when it comes to loving your fellow Jew, it's the same thing. There's an aseh v'yahavta reyacha kamoicha. There's a Lei saseh of Lei sisna v'chicha b'vavecha. So if the Lei saseh doesn't pass, it doesn't apply when you're dealing with a Rasha. That's a Gemara, Pesachim Kuf Yud Gimel Amud Beis. Then how do you reconcile that with Sanhedrin Mem Hei Amud Aleph, and really many Gemaras in Shas, Ksubas Lam and Zayin, where the Gemara says, Bro Loi Misa Yofa, that V'yahavta Reyacha Kamoicha applies to the Mechuyavi Misa's Bezes. So we spoke out, a Metzia, a Shita Mekubet says, in Perakei Lunayris, tucked away, where he quotes from the Yad Ramah, that the Ramah said there's a difference between Le Sisna and V'yahavta. V'yahavta, the Torah says, L'reyecha. L'reyecha is Miloshin Ra, Afilu Ra in Shabbat. So it's true. Loi Sisna es Achicha B'vavecha, where the Torah says, you're not allowed to hate Achicha. So what's the Hagdara? Who can't you hate? Only someone that's Achicha. If he's a Rasha, he doesn't act as Achicha, so there's no Issa Loi Sisna. But V'yahavta, the Torah doesn't say V'yahavta L'achicha. It says V'yahavta L'reyecha. L'reyecha is much more inclusive. Then Achicha is, the Reyacha is Afilu Lira in Shabbach, and it's for that reason there'd be a mitzvah of a hafta Lireyacha Kamoicha, even for a Rosh. So that's what we spoke about. The problem is, how do you make sense of it? And that was the question that we ended off with. I have a mitzvah to hate the person, but at the same time, I have a mitzvah to love the person. So that was hashtag love-hate relationship. But that's not what love-hate relationship means. How do you love and hate somebody at the same time? I love you, but I hate you. So I have a mitzvah, even though you're a Rasha. Because I feel right, Shabbat, there's a chiyuv, there's a mitzvah you have to. But at the same time, it says, which is only true for somebody that acts as a chicho, but if not, mitzvah is nice. How can you have a mitzvah to love somebody and to hate somebody? But I think the Teretz is very positive, and it's based on a Ramban in Parashas Kedoshim. Quote, one excerpt from a long Ramban. The Ramban says, the Torah says, you should love your fellow as yourself. Says the Ramban, one word, haflogo. It's an exaggeration. Don't take this pasuk literally. It's not possible. Kilo yikab leiv ha'adam sheyeiv es chaveroi ke'ahavasa yesnaf. Right, the Chassidim used to say that the first thing is a person has to love himself. Because if you don't love yourself, how could you love somebody like yourself? Right, the whole idea of yaftal reecha kumaycha is to love your fellow Jew the same way you love yourself. But Nebuch, there are a lot of people that don't like themselves, certainly don't love themselves. So the eshtezach is you have to love yourself. But the Ramban says it's not possible. Kilo yikab leiv ha'adam sheyeiv es chaveroi. The oid says Ramban. Rabbi Akiva himself, who's the one that said you have to reach a kumaycha, like called God about Daira, said chayecha koydmin lechayecha vercha. So we've spoken out a lot of raid on this. Chassam Sofer, right? Remember this? We've said a lot of hashtags regarding this kasha. But the bottom line, it says the Ramban. Ashenogei alin yonenu avol titzava haTaira. You know what the Torah is saying? Sheyoyav es chaveru bechol inyan, kasheyoyav es nafshu bechol atoyv. And the way that Achrayim explained the Ramban, it's a little bit unclear. But the way that Achrayim explained the Ramban is saying Torah is not telling you to love your friend the way you love yourself. It's not possible. It's a flog. It's an exaggeration. It's not physically possible. But you know what the Torah is saying? You should act towards your friend as if you love him the same way you love yourself. It's talking to you more in terms of what you should do towards him. Just like you bestow as much good onto yourself because of the fact you love yourself, so too, in that same way, you should be going to chesed towards your friend as if you loved him kamaycha. So the Torah is not telling you what to love. The Torah can't, it's not possible for it to control that part of you. It's a flogah, says the Ramban. But at the same time, you should act towards your friend as if you love him the same way you love yourself. Is not a chavis halavis. It's not. The Ramban says not possible. It's a haflaga. It's more in the ilam asiyah. It's a practical law. The Torah is saying that your friend comes to you, he asks you for something. If you needed this, what would you do? That's exactly the way you should treat him. It should be kamaycha. It should be, the mindset should be kamaycha. So it's gevaldik. Loisisna esachichos bilvavecha. The Torah is telling you what should be going on inside of you. What should be going inside of you? You should not hate achicha b'levecha. What's achicha? Oh, someone that's oisa ma'isa amcha. If he's a rasha, mutar l'snoisai. Rav Nachman ben Yitzchak says mitzvah l'snoisai. So you have a rasha standing in front of you. Lo yisisno es achicha b'levecha doesn't apply. If I care, mitzvah l'snoisai. I have a mitzvah to hate this person. Well, it's intense, but that's the halacha. I have a mitzvah to hate this person. But at the same time, how do I act towards this person? I act in the same way I would act upon myself. It's not a stira. Because leisisna is bilvavecha. The ahavta is not bilvavecha. The ahavta says the Ramban can't be bilvavecha. Torah is not talking to the hearts. Rather, titzava Torah shiyoyev es chaveru b'chol inyan. We're talking about physical things. That's the emphasis of the Ramban. And that's what the Ramban's trying to say. So yeah, in terms of my chavis halvavis, mitzvah is noisai. But to think mitzvah is noisai in the ben adam l'chaveri, the sense, if you hate him, because you're fulfilling your mitzvah, he realizes you hate him. And because of the fact you hate him, you talk to him in a certain way, and you try not to be going l'chesed towards him, you yell, scream, whatever it is, that's wrong. Because now you're being over v'yahaftal riachak omaycha. So inside, in hearts, mitzvah is noisai. But in terms of how you act towards him, fakir. In terms of how you act him, it's via haftu reacha kumaycha. I'll just tell you one knech, and that is that, you know, it's interesting. We always speak out that the Avram Avinu was the great Makarev, right? Hashtag Lakewood Fellowships. Avram Avinu was the great Makarev. Avram Avinu was v'hanefesh asher osu b'char. More than Yitzchak, more than Yaakov. So the Rambam says in the beginning of Hilchos Avodah Zarah that Yitzchak and Yaakov were also involved in Kiruv. But really, Avram Avinu, right? He's the one who's famous for his tent, Vayita Esha, Lachil, Shtiel, Avoy, the Gemara, and Saita, the Medrash Tanchuma, that goes into great detail to describe the phenomenal Kiruv of Avram Avinu. That was his mission statement. Avram Avinu tried bringing people closer to Hashem. The question is, why Avram Avinu more than any other diyavos? So we've suggested many a time that it could be because Avraham Avinu's midah was chesed. And really the greatest chesed that a person could do with another person is to do chesed with his neshama. Right? The Welt says that if you give somebody fish, you fed him for a day. You teach someone how to fish, you feed him for a lifetime. You bring someone closer to Hashem, you're feeding him for eternity. Because now you're giving him chayin netzach. So now eternally, you're benefiting for him. The greatest chesed you can do to a person, the greatest chesed is to be makarzim. So Avram, if you knew who was chesed Avram, so Avram sat down and, okay, chesed. How could we do the greatest chesed? We could feed them. Okay, that's nice. Shtiyah, yeah, give him a drink, glass of wine, cup of coffee. Amazing. Levaya, that's also very nice. But the greatest chesed is Banefesh Ashas B'char. And it was Avram's midah of chesed that led him, towards doing Kiryu B'chaykin. So I always had this hergish, and I found that the Ben Ish Chai says this. The Ben Ish Chai in a drosha said, on the Pasuk, V'yahavta l'reyachah k'moichah. I'll just read to you one excerpt. Rabim yoydin letzatit es ha-pasuk hazeh. There are many people that now quote this Pasuk. Kasher he mevakshim imishahu sheyisayeh lehem b'maychel b'mashke b'momenu k'dayma. So you go over to your friend, I need a toiva. By the way, you know, if you have to the Achli Kamechas, I expect you to write a check. The same way you would write it if you were giving it to yourself. Hey, Mavinim, they understand. Shemikivan Shatoira Mitzav al Kol Yehudi, Leo Vesreyeo Kenafshoi, Bevadei Shetzoruchu Lidag Lechol Machsoir. Avaloi Rabbi Moidian Lekach, but not everybody understands. Shekasha Oda Mechiach Esreyeo al Avera Sha'asa, Umeshad Aloise Lehimana Mehemenu Kalaba. Then when a person tries to get someone to do mitzvahs, or to stop doing Averas, or to learn Torah, whatever it is, Umekayim Bekaches Mitzvahs Viahafta, he's Mekayim Viahafta Reacha Kamoicha, Bitsura Harbe Yoise Mehuderes. Givish. He says exactly what we just said. He says, in the world of Yahavta L'Reyacha Kamoicha, it's much greater. You know, it's interesting. The Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvahs, Mitzvah Gimel is the Mitzvah of Yahavta Hashem L'Kecha. And the Rambam very famously goes off on a digression, and by the Mitzvah of Yahavta Hashem L'Kecha says, the Rambam, included in this, is to be Makariv R'chaikim, to bring people closer to Hashem. Why? So the Rambam says, Al Derech Moshel, if you love somebody, so you're not just happy with you love him, you walk around, you tell everybody how great he is, and if you hear somebody say something not nice about him, you get all upset. Right? You take it personal when someone you feel passionate about is being spoken about disrespectfully. That's real ahava. Says the Rambam, if a person would really love Hashem, it would upset him when he walks around the street and he sees people that aren't treating HaKadosh Baruch Hu properly. So included in the Ahavtes Hashem L'Kecha, says the Rambam, is the idea of bringing people closer to Hashem, getting other people to love Hashem. As I state in Rambam. But over here we have, it's not only a Sifkotin in the Ahavtes Hashem L'Kecha, it's a Sifkotin in the Ahavta L'Reyacha Kamoich. It's the greatest Ben Adam L'Chaveri possible. The greatest Ben Adam L'Chaveri is to bring a person closer to Hashem. So again, we're talking about this idea of the Ahavta L'Reyacha Kamoich, Afilu L'Royim. The truth is, the greatest manifestation of the Ahavta L'Reyacha Kamoich is dafka when it comes l'roim, with someone that's far from Hashem, someone that you want to bring closer. It's dafka there where it's most manifest, this obligation of yahavta l'reyacha kamoicha. Either way, zok the Mishnah Vayter, kol hanisgolin nitlin. So we're talking about skila, and again, if you look in the pasuk, how did they administer skila? Scout him avodah, he would be stoned to death. But skila was a little bit more complicated than that. Number one, they would push him down a cliff first. Number one. Number two, after a person was given skila, they would hang him. Now, in the parasha of skila, it doesn't say it. It's actually in this week's parasha. The Torah says, V'chiyye be'ish chet mishpat moves, v'humas v'tolisa oisai al etz. And then the Torah says, "Loisolin nivlasei al etz." You can't leave him there too long. Ki kover tik perenu b'yemahu. He has to be buried on the day that he was hung. Ki kililas alekim tolui. Maybe we'll talk a little bit more about this pasuk tomorrow. But for now, there's a parsha that's describing someone that was given Mises Bezdin. You kill him. And you have to make sure that you don't leave his nevela, his corpse, hanging there overnight. So the question is, are all mechuyavim Mises Bezdin? Who gets hung? Everybody? Maybe. Says the Mishnah, Kol Aneskolim Nitl Niv Rebbe Eliezer. Rebbe Eliezer says that this parasha of Vitolisa Yisrael or AIDS is referring only to somebody that was given skill. But everyone that was given skill. So anyone that was given skill was hung. No, it's not everyone that was chayv skill, but only a Megadev, that's someone that was Mevorech Es Hashem, or an Oved Avodah Zarah, only those two Bali Avera, who by the way are also chayv skill, but only those two Neskolim were Nitlim. Ish, Toilin Oisai, Ponav Kapi Yoam. A man, when they would hang him, his face was facing the nation. Her face was in the other direction. A woman wasn't hung at all. Rabbi Lezer says, how can you tell me they didn't hang a woman? Hung woman they told him, you know that story? You know the details? There were 80 women, and he hung them all in one day. And we know that you can never judge two people at once. And Shimon ben Shetach did. Elamai. It was a Rasha. You can't bring me Raya's from there. So you want to bring me a Raya, Rabbi Eliezer, that a woman is Nitla. How do I know that? Because Shimon ben Shetach hung women. She also hung 80 in a day. And you're not going to bring me a Raya that you can hang 80 people in a day because ain't donim shnayim biomech. Elamai, no rayas from Shimon ben Shetach. It was a special situation. The Gemara is going to discuss it. So for that reason, you can't bring rayas from there. Bottom line, there's two machlokes in Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim regarding this idea that somebody that was given Misas Bezdin, the Torah says, V'talisa oisay ala eitz. And in both machlokes in Rabbi Eliezer is more inclusive than the Chachamim. According to Rabbi Eliezer, kol haneskalim nitlin. Whereas according to the Chachamim, only a Magadav and Avidav Dezara. According to Rabbi Eliezer, an ish and an isha. According to the Chachamim, it's only an ish, not an ish. Tan Rabbanon, v'humas v'toliso. It says in the Torah, v'chiyeh b'ish chet mishpat moves, v'humas v'toliso oisoy aleitz. Yochel, I would have thought kol amum sinitlon, that anybody that was given Mises Bezdin was hung Talmud loymer, ki kililas eloikim toloy. So again, the Pasuk says, loy solin nivlosoy al hoetz, ki kover tikperenu bayoy mahu, ki kililas eloikim toloy. Now, it's not clear what type of person the Pasuk is describing. If anything, it's very inclusive. Anybody that was given Mises Bezdin. But then the Torah throws in these words. Kikilas alekim tolu. Now, we're going to see on that Mevav Amidbeis, and that's the way Rashi explains in the Chumash, that what Kikilas alekim tolu means is because a person was created in the image of God. We were created B'Tselem alekim. So that when a person would walk by and see a Yid, Loyaleinu, hanging, because he was given Mises Bezdin, he would see someone B'Tselem Elohim hanging, and it would be a bizoyer. Miloshin v'nikla achicha beinecha. It would be a bizoyer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And it's for that reason, Mar tells a mashal that there was a melech that had a twin. And this twin was guilty of something for which he was chayv Mises Bezdin, and they hung him. And what happened was he was hanging in the town square, and people came by, they thought they saw the king hanging. And there was a bizoyer for the melech. It's the same thing with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're created B'Tselem Elohim, and if you see Ruvain hanging because he did an Aveira, there's a bizoyer. Kikilas Elohim Miloshin v'nikla. It's a bizoyer for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But the Gemara darshins, Kikilas Elohim Miloshin. So we learn from there, the Torah threw in Mekalel in the middle of this parasha. Ma Mekalel Zeh Shebeskilo. Just like Mekalel Chayev Skilo. Of course, Shebeskilo, Rabbi Lezer. Rabbi Lezer says, so too, the only time you ever get to be Chayev Tliya, the only time you're hung, is if you were given Skilo. The Chachamim, Ma Mekalel Zeh Shekofa Deikir. No, I agree with the Drosha. Kikilas alekim is Miloshin Mekalel. But Ma Mekalel Zeh Shekofa Beikir. Of course, Shekofa Beikir. The rabbis, Avodah Zarah. So according to Rabbi Eliezer, Ma Mekalel Skilo Av Kol Neskolin. According to the Chachamim, Ma Mekalel Shekofa Beikar. So Torah says Mekalel, and we're married to that. Michael, if you're a bottom, Darashi Kol Yuprati. Rabbi Eliezer Darish, Ribuyi Umiyuti. So what's the background? There's a machloikis in Shas. Whenever you have a cloud prat type of situation in the Torah Shabbat, do you darshan cloud prat? Do you darshan Ribuyi Miyut? So Chazara. Cloud prat means if you have a cloud and then you have a prat, Ein Bechlal Elo Mashab Prat. Klal prat to klal, so the second klal is moisif on the prat, and we say aim be klal elo ke'ein masha beprat. So klal u prat, all you have is the prat. Klal prat to klal, you have more than just the prat. Ke'ein masha beprat. If you hold ribuy miut ribuy, then when you have a ribuy and a miut, you have ke'ein masha be miut. So the ribuy miut is to the one that darshan's ribuy miut, what a klal prat to klal is, to the one that darshan's klal prat to klal. So ribuy miut, you already have not only the miut, but ke'ein hamiut. When you have another ribuy, you have to have more than that. You're marba everything, you only memayit one thing. That's the halacha l'maish misinai. That's how you darshan the klal prat to klal. That's how you darshan ribuy miut ribuy. But over here, we're going to have a new knetch that you may have never heard of. Says the Gemara. So the rabbanan darshan klal u yiprati. Rabbi Lezer darsh ribuy yimu yuti. Rabbanan darshan klal u yiprati. B'humus v'talisa klal. Ki kilolas prat. Now, Iyavi Mekarvi La Dodi, had the Klal and the Prat been right next to each other, they're in different psukim. Had they been right next to each other, I mean, we would say, Ein Bechlal Alav Mashe Beprat. That's the rule of Klal and Prat. Hani Iyim Idiachino Loi. But Hash, the Demerchaki Ma Dodi. But now that the Prat is a little bit removed from the Klal, Ahani Lerbuye Yavoides Kechomim, the Domi Le Bechol Milis. If you look at the Ran explains this Gemara, that when you have a Klal and Prat, but the Prat is not literally next to the Klal, it's even in a different pasuk. So then you dash to the Klal and Prat, as if it would be a klal prat to klal. Chiddush. You look at it as a klal prat to klal, and therefore you're marba anything that's ke'ena prat. What's ke'ena prat? Koifa be'ikr. So it says kilos of the kim, that's makadif, and we're going to be marba to that. Or even if it is a rebeleza darish, ribuya miyuti, rebeleza darshan's ribu miyut. Vuhum is fatalisa riboy. Ki kilos of the kim miyut. Had the ribin been next to each other, so you would look at the ribin miyot like a klal prat to klal, right? So you would have ke'ein masha beprat. You would know anything that's kofer be'ikr, which is megadif and oivid avay the zara. But now that the miyot is a little far from the riboy, ahani, we look at it now as a riboy miyot riboy. What's the rule of riboy miyot riboy? We're marba everything. We're marba one thing, but we're marba everything else. So al kaponim, as it relates to Rabbi Elazar's halacha in the Mishnah, it's the ribuy eshar and a skolim. We're going to be marba all in a skolim. Ish toilin. The second machlokes in the Mishnah was whether we're toila only an ish or we're also toila ish. Rabbi Elazar said, ha ish toilin oisa, ha isha toilin oisa. The question is she facing the eights, or is she facing the am? The Chachamim said, "Ha ish nitla, ve'ena isha nitla." My time in the Rabbanon. Why the Rabbanon hold? Where does it say anywhere in this pasuk? Ish, says the Gemara. I'll tell you why. Amar Rav Talisa Oisai, and Oisai is v'lo Yisa. Rabbi Lezer, Oisai b'lo Ksusai. They had a similar drush on them, Heim and Aleph. The Gemara said that when they used to give the person skila, it was Oisai, and we dash in b'lo Ksusa. It's the same thing over here. It says Rabbi Lezer, Oisai b'lo Ksusai, not Oisai v'lo Yisa. Rabbanon and Achinami. Rabbanon were very easily persuaded. Elo, so what's then the Makar? How did the Rabbanon know that only her Ish toilin Oisai? But not Isha, Elo Makro, Vechiyeh Be'ish, Chet. Read the beginning of the Pasuk. Vechiyeh Be'ish. Pretty straightforward. Ish, Velo Yisha. Rabbi Eliezer, Hai Vechiyeh Be'ish, my daughter. Ishbe, what is he dashing with? Ish, Amr Eshlokash, Ahulam Mutu Ben Soiru Moirer. It's coming to me, Mayit, Ben Soiru Moirer. Ben Soiru Moirer is not Ish, because he's a Ben Soiru Moirer. Great, you remember, Tanya, we went to the Braiso, Ben Soiru Moirer, Nisko, Venitla, Divrei Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer said in the Furish, that not only call on a skolin, but even the Ben Soiru Moirer, El Amr Rav Nachem by Yitzchok, you're right, L'Rabbi is Ben Soiru Moirer. Rabbi Eliezer holds that a Ben Soiru Moirer was hung, all the Niskolin, even a Ben Soiru Moirer. How does he know it? From Ish. Ish is Marba Ben Soiru Moirer. Now, at first glance, it makes no sense. We just said Ish, if anything, should be Mema'id Ben Soiru Moirer. How could Ish be Marba, someone that's not Ish? Zok to Gemara, it's counterintuitive. My time with Amakrov, Echia Be Ish, Chet. Ish, we learn, Velo Bet. Chet. Mishal chetay nerek, only someone that's killed because of his aver. Yotza ben soiru moira shal shum soifay nerek. Ben soiru moira wasn't killed because of anything he did. It's more because of what we anticipate that he's going to do. So you have two miyutim in this pasuk that talks about the talisa isa'ala eitz for the ben soiru moira. Number one, ish. It's mashma, only an ish, not a ben. Number two, the chiyah be'ish chet. The ben soiru moira doesn't have a chet. He doesn't have a yashroshim of a chet. But he doesn't have a chet. So you know what you have? Have a miyut acha miyut. You have two miyutim. A miyut acha miyut. Elo l'rabbis. So the chachamim darshin ish v'lo yisha. Rebbe Eliezer darshins ish l'rabbis ben soiru moira. How could Ish be Marib Ben Soiru Moirer? Because there's two miyutin for Ben Soiru Moirer. One of them is Ish, a miyut achamiyut el rabbis. What's the obvious kasha? Every time you have a miyut achamiyut, it's Tosfos kasha and shas. Every time you have a miyut achamiyut, why do you need a miyut and a miyut? Just don't say anything, you'd be marba. Right? This is a class, exhibit A. Rebbe Eliezer holds kol on his skull, and anyone that was chayiv skila was hung. What about a Ben Soiru Moirer? I don't know, he's one of the niskala. But the Gemara Torah goes out of its way to give me two miyutin for Ben Soiru Moirer, so that I know to be Marba Ben Soiru Moirer. Had I not had the two miyutim, I would have assumed there's no reason not to include Ben Soiru Moirer. Says Tosfos Kasha, every time you have a miyut achamiyut l'rabbis, don't have the two miyutim, and I wouldn't have a hamamina not to be Marba. Either way, Rabbi Eliezer brought a raya that a isha was nitless. What was his raya? Shimon ben Shetach, he was taller noshim ba'ashkelon. Shimon ben Shetach once hung women in Ashkelon. So the Chachamim told him back, bringing a raya from there, Shimon ben Shetach hung 80 women, and it was one day. You can't judge more than one person in a day. You obviously judge them, right? They used to kill the person the same day they judged them. So obviously, if he hung them on one day. It means he judged them on one day. We know you're not allowed to do that. Muzayin, it was a rasha. So you can't bring any rayas from there. Says the Gemara, Amar Rav Chisda, this halacha that the Mishnah said, Ein donim shnayim biyom echad. Lo yishanu al b'shtei misois. That's only true if it was two different misois. Avo b'misa achas donim. One misa you could. Freit the Gemara, v'maisa shem b'men shetach. Then Misa achas avoy. Shimon ben Shetach gave all 80 of these women skila. Vika amrulei, and the Rabbanan said you can't bring rayas from Shimon ben Shetach because ain't donin, and he did don. So you see that Shimon ben Shetach was an application, was a tushtel to the halach of ain't donin shnayim yemecha, despite the fact that it was one misa. So you see that this halach applies even to one misa. So the Gemara says you're right. What did Rav Chisda mean? Eliyit mahachit. Misa achas ke ain't shnayim misas. The only time this is true that you're not allowed to kill or ain donim shnayim be'mechad, that's only if it's two misais, or if it's misa achas ke'ein shtei misais. Ve'chidam, you're going to shtei averas. Avo b'misa achas, va'avera achas, donin. And Shimon ben Shetach was misa achas, but it was ke'ein shtei misais. Why was it ke'ein shtei misais? Because it was shtei averas. Rashi says that what were these women guilty of? They were machshefes, kishuf. And the kishuf that they did was oiv and yedonim. And some did oiv, and some did yidoni. So it's shtei averos, even though it's misa achas. And for that reason, the Chachamim felt that it was included in the halacha of ein donim shnayim be'mechad. And still, Shimon ben Shetach did. Must be it was a rasha. You can't bring any rayas from it. But the Gemara says, "Masir v'avada barahava ein donim shnayim be'mechad va'afilu b'noyef v'noyefes." So how could Rav Chisda say that the only time it's ein donim shnayim be'mechad is only misa achas ke'ein shtei misos? Noyef v'noyefes get the same misa. If someone's mezana with an eishes ish, they both get chen. If someone's boil naira murasa, they both get skilo. So it's always going to be the same avera, it's the same misa, and still you see ein donim shnayim biyomecha. That's the chiddush. Afilu benayif v'nayef. It's not like Rav Chisda. Rav Chisda said sometimes you could don shnayim biyomecha. If it's the same misa, if it's the same avera. Tigrum Rav Chisda. So Rav Chisda said there's two options. Number one, take to defend his position. Number one, the baskoin of Bayala. Maybe he's talking about someone who's Bayala baskoin. Baskoin, that's Mizana, the Torah says, Be'ish Tisar, if she gets Refa. But the Bayal is treated like a regular Bayal Eshesish. If she was an Eshesish, Chenek, if she was a Naya Murasa, Skila. So you have one Avera, it's true, it's one Maisa Bia. It's a Naya Vinayafis, but it's two different Misais. She's getting Refa, and he's getting either Chenek or Skila. Oi, the Baskoyin, the Zoyman May Zoyman now. A slightly more complicated case, and that is where two Aid walk into the Besen and say that I know that Pliny was Mazana with a Baskoy. And then somebody was Mazim then. So what's the halach of somebody's Mazim then? Vasisim loy kashazam lasis loach. But we dash and lasis loach, veloy lachoysa, that even though Sreif is more chomer than Chenek, let's say, still the Edom Zoyman are going to get Chenek, they're not going to get the Sreif. This is Makis Tapis. So they're going to get Chenek, they're not going to get Sreifa. What happens if two other Edom come and are mazim the mazimim? So now the mazimim have to pay kasha zomah. What's their kasha zomah? Because they wanted the Edom Zoymim to get Chenek. Now they're going to have Chenek. But also, if you're holding Cheshbin, when the mazimim become Edom Zoymim themselves, so it makes the original Edom kosher Edom again, which means that now the Boil, the Noyef and the Nayefes are going to be Chai Misa. So what you have is two groups of people dying. The Noyef and the Nayefes are going to be killed. And you have the Edom HaMazimim that just became Edom Zoymimin also being killed. Now, as it relates to the Boil and the Noyef and the Nayefes, she's going to get Sreifa, he's going to get Chenek. As it relates to the Mazimim, they're both going to get Chenek. So again, it's another example. We have a Noyef and a Yefes. It's technically one Maisa, but at the same time, there's different Mises, Bezins that are being given. Al-Koponim said, Rav Chisda, I maintain my stance. And that is the only time Ein Donim Shnayim B'Yemechad is only if it's two Misais or if it's Misa Achas. But if it's mamish one misa not, there's a brisa that says noyef and noyefes ain't done to be a mechon. It's talking about where there were two different misas. How's it possible? Either the bayol and the baskayan, or even if the bayol was out of the picture, you have the mazimim who now became edim zoimim, and they're going to get chenek and the noyefes. Bottom line is it's possible. So in the end of this mishnah, we had a gevaldig chiddush that Shimon ben Shetach once killed 80 women b'yoy mechon, and even though you're not supposed to, ain't done shnayim b'yoy mechon. He hung them, even though according to the Chacham, you're not supposed to hang someone unless they're a Megadeth and they're Oved Avodah Zarah. This wasn't Gitov. This wasn't Oved Avodah Zarah. But at the same time, it was a Hirah Shah, and that's why you did it. Tanya on that, Norbless Meyakov Oimer, Shamati, I heard, Shebezdin Makin Va'unshin Shalimin HaTorah. Bezdin has a right to hit and punish, even though it's not anywhere mefurish in the Torah. This is something they should be allowed to do. They're allowed to do it if they're making a siyog. There was a story. There was somebody who was riding on a horse on Shabbos in the times of the Yavon. Now, to ride on a horse on Shabbos is a shvus. That's what he was doing. They brought this person to Bezdin. And they gave him skilo. They treated him as if he was a Mechal Shabbos Day Raisa. Because really he was only over his shvus. It was something that they felt was necessary to do. Rashi says, it was a very tricky time where the Chachamim felt that they had to enforce a special measure of diktuka mitzvahs, and they took it to such extremes that they killed someone that was over a nisid rabbana. There was another story. He was boil, his own wife, but it was underneath a te'eno. It was in a public area. And they gave him malchus. They did it simply because it was a rasha. It was something that they felt was necessary to do. So two short ha'aras. Number one, bimei yavanim. What was the bimei yavanim? So you think, right? It must be Chanukah time. But the truth is, it's a little tricky because the Gemara says that Alexander the Great's dominion over Klal Yisrael lasted for 180 years. It was much longer than people think. Right? The Gemara in Sechtes Avodah Zarah, Rabban Aleph, goes through the 420 years of Bayis Sheni. It says the first 34 years, we were under the Memshala of Paros HaMadai. Then 180 years, we were under the Greek influence. 103 years was Beis Chashminoi, and 103 years was Beis Hordas. Through the math, it comes out to 420. Right? Ramban brings a medrash in the beginning of Parashas Vayetze. The Yaakovino has a dream. He says, sees Malachim Oil V'Yardim Boy. Says the medrash that there was a very tall ladder. And first he saw the Tsar of Paros HaMadai go up 54 steps. It was connected to 54 years of Galus Paros HaMadai. 18 of those years were Shaloi B'fnei Abayis, and then the rest of them were B'fnei Abayis. Then he saw the Malach of Yavin go up 180 steps. It was connected to 180 years of Galus Yavin. So Galus Yavin wasn't the few years of circa Chanukah story. It actually was a 180 year period. It begins when Alexander the Great comes, meets Shimon HaTzadik, the Gemara in Yuma, Daf Samech Tesam, and it ends many years later. So you have to know exactly what we're talking about when we say Bimei Yavon. But as it relates to the basic halacha, Shamati, Shebez Demakim Va'unchin, Shaloi Min HaTorah. So it's a fascinating Gemara. Now, a few things. Number one, if you look in the slide, the Maseiros HaShas sends you to Yavamas Daf Tzadik Amud Beis. So what's Yavamas Daf Tzadik Amud Beis? Whenever you see Yavamas Daf Tzadik Amud Beis, it means one thing. It means the sugya of Yesh Koyach B'yad Chachamim Lakad Avim Min HaTorah. And it's right there, because how did Chama have a right to do that? To hit somebody, it's not Pashit. You're over a Lisa saying the Torah. Lo Yosef Pen Yosef. Bezdin wasn't allowed to give an extra makkah when they were giving somebody malchus. Kal v'chaymer, Reuven can't go over to Shimon and punch him in the nose. It's not something you're allowed to do. So if Bezdin's going to be makim va'inshin, really they're being over in Issa Torah. Now there's a good reason why they're doing it, but at the same time they're being over in Issa Torah. That's why it comes into that halacha. So it's a big chiddush that even though in koich biyad chachamim lakir dovim in haTorah bekum va'aseh, but still Bezdin is makim va'inshin shaloi min haTorah. Now the truth is, you find this idea expresses itself in many different contexts. Number one, Makis Mardis. The concept of Makis Mardis. So if someone's over a Loisa Semidei Raisa, he gets Malkus Arbon. That's the regular Makis Dei Raisa. If someone's over a Isidur Abonon, he's going to get Makis Mardis. You have the Gemara in Ksubas Tevavim and Aleph, which is mentioned in other places as well. If a person says, Lulav She'eni Noitel, Sukkah She'eni Oisa, so what's the halacha? Makin Oisa, Achatei Nafsha. You have the Gemara's in Bava Basra, where the Gemara talks about Cheskes Abatin, that if a person doesn't want to divorce his wife, so Makin Va'unshin, again, Achiyemi Roitzani, Koifan Oisa, Achiyemi Roitzani. So you have the idea of Koifan Oisa, Achiyemi Roitzani. Here you have another type of Eirasha, where someone was over in Isidra Abonon, and the Chachamim felt that let's go ahead and let's make this into an Isidra Raisa. But they all fall under the same exact sifkot in Shulchan Aruch. It's this idea. It's Shamati, Shebezdin, Makin, Va'onchin, Shaloi Min HaTorah. Famous shtickle for Reb Chaim Briska, Reb Chaim Essentials. We've spoken about it a few times in the past. That even Makas Mardus is because of this. Meaning, they'd be mocking to say in Lamdas that I understand you're going to hit somebody to get him to do a mitzvah, to hit someone to prevent them from doing an Avera. You're going to give someone skila for being an Avenis of the Rabbanon. So that's Shaloi Min HaTorah. But maybe Makas Mardus, that's Lasus Yog, maybe that's an Einish. They have a right to administer a Shulchan Aruch. This is our constitution with our amendments, and this is the way we enforce it. Reb Chaim has a famous take in the Rambam, Perech Avdal, Hilchos Lein, doesn't work that way. Bezin doesn't have a right to stam give makas maradis either. They can't create oinshin either. Even a regimented oinish is something that they don't have a right to do. Anytime Bezin is lifting a hand and hitting somebody, it's always going to be based on this Gemara right here. It's going to be based on this idea. I'll just tell you one interesting thing. The Rambam, if you read Shuvas from the Rishonim, not for the faint of heart, but if you read Shuvas from the Rishonim, you'd see that this was a minhag that there were times, like certainly Middle Eastern countries, where there were gedolim that would give people mises bez, and they would do what they had to do sometimes. This was something that continued on for many, many years. Just read to you one Lashon HaRamah. The Ramah is in the end of one of the last Ramahs in Eben Ezra. It's in Simen Kuf Ayin Zayin, the last Ramah. For Hashem HaBezdin Liknois HaZoinois. Bezdin has a right to punish the Zoinois, Kedei Lasso is gather. Umaisi is quoting a tshuva from the Rosh. Umaisi ba'achas shezinse imakuti. There was a story with a person who was mezana, a woman. She was mezana with a kuti. The chotchu as choitma kedei lenavla. And Bezdin chopped off her nose. Now you're not allowed to chop off somebody's nose. Hashtag plastic surgery. Right? You're not allowed to chop off somebody's nose. And they did it anyways. Why? It's based on this Gemara right here. Zok the Mishnah Vayter. Keitza toile noisoi. So when they would be toile somebody, the Pasuk again says, v'chiyah be'ish cheit mishpat moves v'humas v'talisa oisai aloish. So how did they do it? Meshaken es akar baris. They would take a stick and they would affix it into the ground. V'eitz yoitze. Then there was a little piece that was protruding, looked like an endochof. Umakiv shtei yodav zu al gavzu. They would take this dead body, they would put its two hands on top of that little strechel that's popping out, so he should be holding on. V'toyloi, so they would hang him. Rabbi Yosef says, akeirim moita al akoisel, that they wouldn't stick this piece of wood into the ground, they would just lean it, so one side of it was on the ground, the other side was like on a slant. It was on a wall. And that's how they would do it. The toila oisai kederech sha tabachim oisim. The way the tabachim, the butchers, the way they hang meat. Umatirin oisim. He had it right after they would hang him. They would immediately untie him. The Gemara is going to talk about that. The in love, if they left him there, they left him overnight. Over all the beloisa say shenever loy solin nivlasi ala eitz kisavay tik berenu kikilas alekim talu kolayma. What's kikilas alekim talu? But neimazet talu. People are going to say, why is he hanging him? They should be rechas Hashem. The nimsa shem shemay mischal. Right, that's in line with the Gemara earlier. That the Gemara's darshin kikilas alekim talu means he was a mevarches Hashem. So that as long as you see this mevarches Hashem, it's a self-fulfilling prophecy in and of itself. It's an expression. You're hanging him because you don't like the fact that he was mevarches Hashem. Now you're going to leave him there. People are going to say, why is he there? Because he was Mevarchas Hashem. In l'chachil l'Hashem. G'doy l'mizu. Amre, meire, meire, seb, shosh, adem, itztayr. We're talking about killing people and embarrassing them. When a person is bitzayr, so the Gemara interrupts for a moment. And says, Shechina ma loshen emeres. What does the Shechina say? It says, kalni meiroishi, kalni mizroi. The Gemara is going to darshan. Kal eini. My head is not light. Meaning it's very heavy. I have a heavy head. Or kalni mizroi. Kal eini zroi. My arms are not light. They're heavy. He's the Shechina's bitzar. You see, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has so much tzar for a Rosho when he's killed. So we just said that when somebody was given Mises Bezin, the Torah says, Loi solin nivlosoi al ha'eitz ki kovar tik berenu b'yoy mahu. Says the Mishnah, Loi zu b'vad, this iser to leave a mace overnight is not only true for someone that was given Mises Bezin, someone that's hanging. Ela kol ha'meilin es meisai, anytime a person dies, and you're in charge of burying this person, and you don't bury him that day, you wait till the next day. Oive b'loisase. Wow. You oive this loisase. It's a loisase. It's not just a Jewish custom. It's a loisase. Loisolin of Lase Aloeitz is not dafke talking about the one that was given skila, and now he's hanging. It's true for every single mace. Now, halino l'chvoidoi. Let's say they're leaving this mace overnight. They're not burying him immediately. And they're doing it because of his own covet. For example, havi loi oroin. Someone that was given Mises Bezin was not buried. Bezin owned two Bati Kfaris. Achas l'nehargin l'nechnokim. One was for people that were given Mises Bezin Sayef O'chenek. V'achas l'neskol and v'nesrofim. The other one was used for people that were given Skila and Sreifa. Nesakil ha'basar. So this person that was given Mises Bezin was buried in one of those Bati Kfaris. After the flesh of this person decompose, malakdenes atzomis, they would gather the atzomis, the kovir noisib and koimim, and then they would move it into kivrei avos. Rashi says, nesakil abasar, last line, kvar neschaper b'misase u'bezioine. At that point, we assume he already got kapara, memeilu koivim b'kivrei avos, now you can already bury him b'kivrei avos, b'kivrei bon, v'shoilem b'shleim adayonim. So listen to the way Klal Yisrael goes about their business. So after Bezdin just executed a person, he was given Mises Bezdin. So you would think that the family's not so happy. They've had better days, right? They're not going to necessarily view the Edim and the Dayanim in a very positive light. That's not what they did. The Kraven would go to the Dayanim, and then they would go to the Edim, and they would give them Shalom. Kaloimar, what were they trying to say? They don't really want to know how they're doing. But She'en belibenu aleichem shedin emes dantem. We have no tainus. We understand you did whatever you had to do. There was no avelus for someone that was giving Mises Bezdin. Aval oinenim, there was aninus, she'en aninus al belev. Because the ikra aninus is belev. Belev, you can do whatever you want. But Befarhesia, to show avelus, that's something that they didn't do. Tanu Rabbanon. It says in the Torah, v'chiyeh be'ish chet mishpat maves v'humas v'talisa oisei aloetz. Says the Gemara. Ilu nemar chet v'talisa, had it said v'chiyeh be'ish chet v'talisa, it wouldn't say v'humas first. Ha'yisa oimer, I would have said, toilin oisei, first they would hang him, v'acha kach mamisa oisei, and then they would kill him. By the way, k'derech sha malchus oisei, that's the way the malchus does it. Talmud loimer, it says in the Pasuk, v'humas, v'chiyeh be'ish chet mishpat maves, v'humas, first you kill him, and then afterwards the talisa. And what do we learn from there? First they would kill him, and then they would hang him. So the malchus, when they would hang people, they would kill them by hanging them. The Torah doesn't kill people by hanging them. The Torah's schenek, tzayif, itzkila, and treifa. They would just hang him afterwards for a bezoyin. That's what they would hang him. But it was after he was already given skila. But the Braisa says that we were so sensitive to make sure that Bez is not going to be over. So they would do it as follows. They would wait till right before Shkia. The Goymer Mezdinoi. And then they would be Goymer Mezdinoi. Gmardin. Umamisinoi said they would kill him. Vaachakachtoilinoi said they would hang him. And as soon as they hung him, Echot Koyshev Echot Mata. Somebody would untie and take him down because they look high and miss asleep. So what's going on here? We're concerned that if they would do the din in the morning, and they would hang him in the morning. So 10 o'clock in the morning, they hang him. You have 8 hours until Shkia. So if you're going to wait until Shkia, what might happen? You may forget. And you're going to be over there, Solon of Lossi. So to prevent something like that from happening, the Torah speaks very sharply about this. So we're trying to prevent this from happening. So to prevent it from happening, what did we do? We would do it right before Shkia. Right before Shkia, you know you have to do it right now. You can't wait. You don't have 8 hours to deal with it. You need to do it this second. So they would paskin, skila, hang him, echad, koicha, echad, mater, boom, he was up there for a second. Tana Rabbanon, that's the rest of the story. It says 8. That this 8, it could be either on 8 that's mechuber, it's attached to the ground like a tree, or it could be tallish, it could be detached. Talmud Leimer, it says kikover. And Rashi, you need Rashi for this. Kikover teaches me that the 8 itself had to be buried. When they used to bury the person, they would bury the 8 with it. So we darshin, right after you hang him, you should be able to bury the 8. If the 8 would be attached to the ground, you'd have to first detach it, kitzitza, and only afterwards you'd be able to bury with it. So we learn from there that it has to be. Rabbi Yosef says, Rabbanon, you're saying good, but say better. I like it. Let's continue along this theme. And let's add a little bit. Then not only then can't the 8 be attached to the ground, but it can't even be stuck in the ground. Can't even knock it into the ground. Because if it's going to be in the ground, you're going to have to do tlisha, not kitzitza. You don't have to cut it. But at the same time, you do have to do tlisha. You have to tear it out. And we learn from there, same drasha. Misha ene mechuser elo kfura. As opposed to this, that's mechuser tlisha kfura. So therefore, Rabbi Yossi says in the Mishnah that it should just be on the ground, just like on a slope, so that it can stay, but not even in the ground. Rabbanu klisha lavkumi, Rabbanu hol klisha is nothing. Now it sounds familiar, now that we pointed this out a few days ago, right? Rameya had 300 mishalos shualim. Mishameisra Meir Batlu Moishle Mishalis. Here you have a Gemara. Rameir used to have a funny feeling, we're going to find this more often, that Rameir used to say Mishalim. Right? We spoke about this a few days ago. I'm Rameir, Machshulama, David Aima. Why does the Torah say Kikilas? There were two brothers, Tum and Birachas, in the same city. Echam, you know, Melech. One of them was king. Echam Yatzalis dies. And one, Nebuch, he was a rober. Tziva Melech Vitalu. So the Melech said that this person, I know he's my brother, there's nothing I could do. He's Chayav Mis, and they hung him. When people used to walk by, what did they say? The Melech is hanging. Tziva HaMelech, and the Melech instructed what we do, it's the same idea. A person was created with Salam Aleichem, and that's Kikilas Aleichem. Again, Miloshin Veniklav is going to be a tremendous Bezoyin Takodesh Baruch. So on the one hand, with Darshan and Kikilas, Miloshin Mekalo Mavarachas Hashem, that's how according to Rabbi Eliezer we know old in a skolim, or only in a skolim. That's how according to the Chavim we know even an Oved Avoyed Zara. But really, there's another, or the Pashup Shat, that's what Rashi explains in the Chumash, is Kikilas Miloshin Veniklav Achicha Beinecha. Says the Gemara Vayter. Omer Ameir. My Mashma, right, the Meir said that when a person is bizarre, b'shosha adam mitzdayer, shechina maloshin emeres. What does the shechina say? Kalni miroishi, kalni mizroi. My mashma, I'm rabaya, commando omar kal leis. I'm not kal. My head is, my roish is not kal. Meaning, what is it? It's heavy. My zroi is not kal. What is it? It's omale rova imkein, kovad alei raishi. Kovad alei zroi mi, by the way. So why are you saying it's not light? Zugrud, say it's heavy. Elo omar rova, commando omar kili almo. Really what he's saying is, Kili, it is light, but really it's heavy. So if it's heavy, why is he saying it's light? Miloshin Saginor doesn't want to say it's heavy. He says it's light. Mke name akra, says the Gemara. Oh, but hi Omar Rovo, command Omar Kiliyam. How could you say that Kalni means Kili? I thought we needed to teach the halacha that the only time you're hung is if you're similar to a Mavarech Es Hashem. Okay, name Akram Mekalo. My Kilolas teaches me that. Maybe it's only coming to teach me Kalmi. This Drush, B'shosha Adam Mitzdar, Shechina Maloshan Emeres. How do I know that it's coming to teach me also similar to Mavarech Es Hashem? Okay, name Akram Kalas. My Kilolas. There's really three things we're taking out from Kilas Alikim Tali. Number one, a halacha gedoyla, that who was hung, only someone that was given skila according to Eliezer, according to Chachamim, someone that's similar to Mevarech Es Hashem, to Mekalas Hashem, which is a Megadeth and an Oved Avoida Zara. Additionally, we had the Drush, the Kalni Meiroishi is the krecht kaviyochel of Hakadosh Baruch Hu. B'shosha Adam Mitzdayer Shechina Maloshen Daberes. That's learned out from there. And additionally, we had the Pashup Shah, which is what Rashi teaches in the Chumash. Kilas Alekim Tali. The reason Leisolin of Lasai is because a person's created B'tzelam Alekim, and if you're going to see a Tzelam Alekim hanging, you have to quickly take him down. We'll drop more Gemara. How do you know that if somebody leaves a mace, not someone that was given Mises Bezin, but a regular person that died, you don't bury him on the day that he died, you wait until the next day. How do you know your Ivra? It says, say, Tamadoy me kikover sik berenu. It doesn't say kikover sik berenu, mikan, la molin es mesoi, she oivra beloy sase. Ikidami, yom rabbi yechon, mishom, mishom, yechoi, a different drush, remez, le kfurim, and atayr, minayin. How do you know that he's supposed to bury a yid? How do you know he's supposed to bury a yid? Where do we know that from? Says the Gemara, right, that's clearly the Minig Yisrael. It's not the Minig in most places of the world today. But Minig Yisrael today is that a person dies, he gets buried. How do you know that? Talmud Loimar, it says, Kisavar Sik Bireno. You're supposed to bury the one that was given me, says Bezdin. The Kroyesera of Kikavar Tik Bireno teaches me, Mikan Remez, Le Kfura Minatar. I'm like, Shvar Malkul Rav Chama, Kfura Minatar Minayin. The Shvar Malkul once asked Rav Chama, that how do you know, we Jews, you have this Minig, that you only bury people. How do you know that? Ishtik v'leim alev lomidi. He didn't know. Amar Rav Acha bar Yaakov. Imsa alma biyodah t'tipshay. Hashem gave the world over in the hands of Tipshim. Dibay le lamemar. Spoke pretty sharp to him. He says, why don't you tell him? Ki kovar. That's what you should have told him. So he said back, because I didn't think kovar was a raya. Because maybe kovar just means lavadly arim. You put him in arim. But it doesn't necessarily mean that you bury him. Maybe you take the ashes, you put the ashes in an arim, you put in your break front, right? Kamina ga'olam. But doesn't necessarily mean that. But then he told him, but it says tikferenu. It says cover tikferenu. Maybe tikferenu should teach you that it means you you put the body in an urn and then you bury it in the ground. So he said, wait, mashma, wait, no, it's not mashma. He didn't think Tikvarenu was a drasha. The Neimer says, why didn't he tell me the Ikvar Tzadiki? You see, all the Tzadikim were buried. Rashi says, Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov, Zakhti Gomar Menoga Ba'alme. He didn't think it was a Makar either. Maybe that was the Minik at the time. That time, people used to bury people. So Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, they followed the Minik. But it doesn't necessarily mean that's the halacha. So he said, but why didn't you tell me the Kavri HaKadosh Baruch Hu LaMoisha? Because Baruch Hu buried Moisha. Because Baruch Hu, what? He's not being persuaded by a minig. No, maybe not. There was a minig. A Kaddish Baruch also followed the minig. Tashma, I'll bring you a raya maybe from here. The softu loy kol Yisrael, the kavru oisai. So the context over there is Yeravim ben Avot's families. Yeravim ben Avot, Zachayti u'machti as a rabbin, he was maimed agolim, he didn't want to get into the Yavid of the Zara. It was because of his gaivach, Hazorbach, Vani Vatov ben Yisha, and the Tayo ben Gan Eden, Reb Chaim Shmolevitz, right? We know a little bit about Yeravim ben Avot. But so Yeravim ben Avot's family gets cursed. But there's one son, Achia Shiloini, tells Yeravam, your son Aviyah, that's his name. So Achia is talking about Aviyah. Aviyah ben Yeravam, he's the only one that was good. Rashi says that he tried stopping his father from being Maimed Agolim, and he's going to be Zoycha to Kfuras Yisrael. The Softu Leikol Yisrael, the Kavru Oisai, he'll be Zoycha to Hespit and Kfura. So again, you see, he's supposed to give kfura. Where it says, not a riot. Maybe it just means that he's going to follow the minik. Maybe bring a riot from Yirmiyo, who's talking about the Rishon, and it says they won't be zeicha to eulogies, they won't get hespedim. The Gemara says again, meaning it's mashmi, he's supposed to have kfura. It doesn't mean that they're not going to follow the lach, it means they're just not going to follow the minik. To go back to something that has been one of the themes of this week, which is very much this week's parasha. So, the halacha, the Mishnah, on Daf Mem Vav, we discussed it, Daf Mem Zayin, talks about the idea that after certain people that were given Misas Bezdin were given Misas Bezdin, there was a mitzvah of toilin. The pasuk says, V'chia be'ish chet mishpat maves, v'humas, v'tolisa oisei alo eitz. It was machlokes. Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim exactly who was harmed. Rabbi Eliezer said, "Kol aniskol nitlin." The Chachamim say, "Einoi nitlo ella hamigadef va'oyved avoy bizar." Now we know that whenever there's machlokes, Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim, who's the halacha like? The halacha is like the Chachamim. Number one, Rabbi Eliezer is a yochid, can I get a chum that's a rabbim? And usually yochid v'rabbim, halachic rabbim. But besides, Rabbi Eliezer is shamuti. And being that Rabbi Eliezer is shamuti, the halachic never follows Rabbi Eliezer. Stating that, if you look at Rashi in this week's parasha, the Vacha Yisedra, on this pasuk, so Rashi says, V'tolisa isa lo'etz, Rabbi Seinu Amru, kol ha'niskolim nitlin, all the niskolim ha'nitlin, shenemar ki kilulas elikim toli, v'amavarachas Hashem b'skilo. So the pasuk is talking about Mavarachas Hashem, who is one of the niskolim. And that's why he's nitlin, because Rabbi Seinu Amru, kol aniskolin nitlin. Fake the Ramban, kol aniskolin nitlin. It's shalik ibn al-Hilchasa. Because that is a divrei yochidim, says the Ramban. V'alocha ki divrei ha-rab, ha-chachomim, she'enei nitla el ha-magad, v'oibet ha-vayezaros. Ramban is matmi ha-rashi. Why in the world would Rashi be mefarish to pasuk like Rabbi Eliezer, who's a yochid, who's shamuti, and not like the chachom? Rashi, in the end of Parshas Balak, so in the end of Parshas Balak, v'yeshev Yisrael bashitim, v'yochel la'om liznois es b'noi moyev. The advice of Bilam, the Yidden were nichshol with the b'nois moyev. Right, that's where, of course, Zimri and Cosby, Parshas Pinchas, and the rest is history. The pasuk says, "Vayomer Hashem al Moshe, kaches kol roshei ha'am, take the roshei ha'am, the ones that were involved in the Bnei Smoyav, Baal Pa'ar, v'hoika isam l'Hashem, and hang them, neged Hashemesh, v'yoshev charoin af Hashem Yisrael." And that will cause, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the charoin af to go away. Says Rashi, "V'hoika hitliya." What does v'hoika mean? Hang them. K'moshe matzino b'bnei shol. V'shem tliya mifureshes ba'avodah zarah. It makes sense, says Rashi, that Hashem told Moshe hang the Rosh Hashanah. Because one of the averus that they did was Baal Pa'ar. Baal Pa'ar was avodah zarah. Avodah zarah is skila. V'chol haniskolim nitlin. And anyone that's chayv skila is nitlin. Again, Rashi is going Peshitas, Rabbi Eliezer. So you have Rashi in Parshas Kisetze, and you have Rashi in Parshas Balak. I'll show you a third Rashi. The Gemara, in Masechtas Bava Metzia, Daf Pei Gimel Amud Beis. So this is Hatzoichas HaPoyalim, in the real Haggadah to Gemara. So the Gemara there says that Rabbi Elazar Rav Shimon once met a Roman officer, and he told the Roman officer, how do you catch bad people? Like, what's your, what does your FBI look like? So he told him that we do this, we do that. So he was mocking him. He said, this is what you do. How do you know you're getting the right person? He says, do you have a better idea? He says, yeah, I do have a better idea. And to make a long story short, the Gemara says, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon ends up working for the Romans, and he helps him try to find, in very unconventional ways, people that he thought were guilty of things. So the Gemara tells a story. Yoy mechad, pogabe ahu koivis. Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon met a koivis. Karye, and the koivis called Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon chaymetz ben yayin. Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon's father was Rabbi Shimon Bayichai, and he was suggesting that Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon, the son, he was vinegar compared to his father who was yayin. Omar, so Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon said, midachotzev kulei hai, being that this person is such a mechotzev, shmami no rishiyahu. He must be a rasha. Omar lohu, so he goes and he tells the government, tifsu, take him. He's a bad, he's guilty of whatever it is you're trying to find people. Tafsu, basa denach daite, after Rav Elazar Rav Shimon calmed down, aza basa lefruke, he realized, just because he called him chaymetz ben yayin, does that necessarily mean that he's guilty and all of a sudden he deserves to die or whatever they're going to do with him? But the Gemara says, v'lei matzi, he couldn't, he tried redeeming him, he had no way of doing it. He spoke too soon, Rav Elazar Rav Shimon said on himself. So the Gemara says, zokfu, they hung the koifis. Come to say, Skifa v'kabachim. Rav Elazar Shimon went to the place where the koifis was hung and he was crying. He felt like he caused them to die. Amrulei, so they came and they told Rav Elazar Rav Shimon, Rebbe, al yeira beinecha. Don't feel bad. Shehu b'noi balu nairam urasav yema kipurim. Because him and his son, they were both boil nairam urasav yema kipurim, and as a result, they reserved to die. The Gemara says, if he put his hands on his stomach and he sisu bnei mei, sisu umasveikus shalachem kach. Bottom line is a whole fascinating Gemara. Says Rashi, they told Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon, don't feel bad that he was hung, because him and his son were boil nairam murasa. Rashi says, shehi beskil. Someone that's boil nairam murasa gets skila. The chol an iskoli nitlin. And anyone that's chayiv skila is freak drashash. Kolan is calling Nitlin, what's going on? That cheetah's Rebbe Eliezer. We pass it like the Chachamim. So we have three Rashis. We have Rashi in the Vochi Gesedra, Parshas Kiseitze. We have Rashi in the end of Parshas Bolok. And now we have a Rashi in Shas. Rashi in Bava Metzia. Tavpei Gimel on the base. What's going on over here? It's interesting. The Chassam Sofer in the Tshuva. It's a Chishim Mishpat Tshuva Chafei. So the Shoyal asked the Chassam Sofer, he said that he learned this Rashi over here, that's Leichas HaPayalim, where Rashi said that this boy on Nayim Murasim, meaning there was no skill, it was Nitlin, it was called Nitlin, and he told the Chassam Sofer, he doesn't understand. That's Shitas Rebbe Eliezer. How can we pass Rebbe Eliezer? Rebbe Eliezer is always Shamuti. We pass like the Chacham. So the Chassam Sofer has a whole tshuva on this. And the Chassam Sofer writes back, number one, it's a Rashi in Gemara, it's also a Rashi in Chumash. The Chassam Sofer quotes Rashi, Parshas Kitzetze, it's really also a Rashi in Parshas Balak. But listen to what the Chassam Sofer says. Amnam, l'kushyosei nirli barvach. Regarding your kasha, from Baba Metzia, Pei Gimel, and Beis, I have a teretz. Based on two Gemaras, this is not Shaykh. The Gemara says, Amenachis, Ayin Beis, Amen Aleph, that Rabbi Elazar Reb Shimon always went, Beshitas, his father, Reb Shimon Bayechai's Rebbe, Rabbi Akiva. So Elazar Reb Shimon's father was Reb Bayechai. Reb Shimon Bayechai was one of Rabbi Akiva's five Talmidim. After Rabbi Akiva's 24,000 Talmidim died, so he went to the Dorim and he had five Talmidim. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Elazar Reb Shimon always went Beshita Rabbi Shalavit. Meaning, Rabbi Elazar Reb Shimon holds like his Rebbe, Rabbi Akiva. Zok Tichsam Soif, the Gemara says in Shavuos Chavav Amin Aleph, Rabbi Akiva was a Talmud of Nochem Ish Gamzu. And Nochem Ish Gamzu used to dash in the Torah, not Klal Pratu Klal, but he used to dash in the Torah, Ribuy Miyat Ribuy. And Rabbi Akiva, as a Talmud of Nochem Ish Gamzu, also used to dash in the Torah, Ribuy Miyat Ribuy. So for Elazar Reb Shimon, went Beshita's Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Shalavit. Who went? Kishitas Rabbi Nochem Ish Gamzu. Back to the envelope arithmetic. What you have is Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon held Ribuy Miyat Ribuy. The Gemara said, "But my komnifligi Rabbi Eliezer v'chachamim." Rabbi Eliezer says, "Kol anes kolim nitlin." The Chachamim said, "Only a Megadif and a Oved Avodah Zarah." So the Gemara said, "The Chachamim hold klali uprati, and Rabbi Eliezer holds Ribuyi umiyuti." And we spoke about the Chesh when we went through the Daf. But the bottom line is, Shitas Rabbi Eliezer is based on the fact that he darshens the Torah Ribuy Miyut Ribuy. It's Gavaldi. Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, we know darshens Ribuy Miyut Ribuy because he's Hoylich Kishitas Rabbi Akiva, who was Hoylich Kishitas Rabbi Nochem Ish Gamzu with Darshan's Ribuy Miyat Ribuy. That means Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon is of the opinion that Riboy Miyad Riboy. If that's the case, Rabbi Elazar Shimon holds Kol Anis Kol Nidlin. So the Chasam Sofer said, with regards to your kasha from Bava Metziah, Pei Gimel Amud Beis, that Rashi is being mafarished the story with Rabbi Elazar Shimon, that he holds like Rabbi Eliezer. It's poshut why Rashi said that, because Rabbi Elazar Shimon Zecher held that Kol Anis Kol Nidlin, because the whole Yisoyed of Shittas Rebbe Eliezer is based on Riboy Miyad Riboy, and he held Riboy Miyad Riboy because of this mention. But I'll tell you a Dover Noir that I saw. I saw in the Sefer Megadim Chadashim, he says a different shot. And again, Rav Usha said we have to speak out Chassidus, so Leila Nishmas, we're going to speak out a little bit of Chassidus HaTorah. He brings from the Yismach Moshe, in Parshas Chisisa. Yismach Moshe said like this, we know Rebbe Eliezer is Shamuti. We know Rebbe Eliezer Shamuti. But at the same time, we also know the Gemara above Mitziah, Daf Nun Tes Amud Beis. The Gemara says the story with the Tanner Achnoi, where Rebbe Eliezer and the Chachamim were fighting over a certain Tanner, Halacha, and Rebbe Eliezer was proving, he was trying to prove that the Halacha is like him. So Rebbe Eliezer starts performing Moifsin, real Moifsin. He says that if I'm right, let it start raining and thundering, Amasa Mayim Yechichu. And there were incredible miracles that were happening in response to Rabbi Eliezer's bakasha proof. And Shamayim say that I'm right. And what happened? Yotze saw Baskol at the end and said that Aloch was like Rabbi Eliezer. But the Gemara says, I'm Rabbi Yeshua Raglov. And he said, I'm not impressed. Because Torah is Leib HaShamayim. I mean that Torah is Leib HaShamayim. Here we think that Aloch is not like Rabbi Eliezer. So it doesn't, I don't care what they think in Shamayim. Shamayim is not the Baal HaBos. We're the Baal HaBos. Torah is Leib HaShamayim. Said the Yismach Moshe. But one thing is clear in this Gemara, that in Shamayim the Aloch was like Rabbi Eliezer. Hadeg is up. That it's true, we don't pass in Rebbe Eliezer. Rebbe Eliezer Shamutihi. But that's Baal Mohodein. But upstairs in Shamayim, the Halacha is like Rebbe Eliezer. How do I know that? It's a Gemara, he said. The Paschal said, Halacha Rebbe Eliezer. I tell you, Leib HaShamayim, that's Ashina Gael in Yoneinu. You sit down, the Shulchan Aruch, the Halacha is not Rebbe Eliezer. We have to follow what we have to follow. But in Shamayim, Klapi Shmaya Galia, the Halacha is like Rebbe Eliezer. See, he said, whenever it's Negeya, Himmelish Shazachin, wherever it's Negeya Shamayim, the Halacha is like Rebbe Eliezer. It's only here that the Halacha is not like Rebbe Eliezer. But in Shamayim, Faked, Yotzes Abaskal, Ma'amra Halacha, Rebbe Eliezer. See, he said, this idea that this person was hung, who coordinated this? This wasn't Mises Bezdin. This was coordinated in Hashamayim. Oh, if it was coordinated in Hashamayim, in Shamayim, the Halacha is like Rebbe Eliezer. If in Shamayim, the Halacha is like Rebbe Eliezer, the Halacha is that Kol Anis Kol Nidlin, this person who was Boyol Naira Murasa, this person that's Boyol Naira Murasa, this person deserves Tliyah. Either way, what it reminded me of was something that we've spoken about in the past. Maybe we have a raid bite on this, I'm not sure. But something that we've spoken about in the past, and that is that we know that the Halacha is not like Reb Shimon. It's a Gemara in Erevin. The Gemara says, whenever Reb Shimon argues with Reb Yehuda, Reb Yossi, the Halacha is never like Reb Shimon. Stating that, if you learn Hilchas Shabbos, you learn Masechet Shabbos, there's three big shittas Reb Shimon that permeate Hilchas Shabbos. Chalikas Reb Shimon, Reb Yehuda. Mukta, Shimon's last name Mukta. Melacha Shein Tzricha Legufa and Davashein Mischavah. Three biggest machlokes in Masechet Shabbos are those three machlokes in. And in all three places, we paskin like Reb Shimon. It's a Pella. The Halacha is never supposed to be like Reb Shimon. Gantz Hilchas Shabbos shrines and oozes Reb Shimon. I thought the Halacha is not supposed to be like Reb Shimon. So I once thought, we know that whenever there's Machlokes B'Shem Beis Hillel, the Halacha is like Beis Hillel. But Tzvur Makdoshim, it's brought down B'Shem Darizal, said that Lassud Lavoy, the Halacha is going to be like B'Shem. Everybody knows that. Lassud Lavoy, the Halacha is going to be. Right? The Chidah said, Kol Machlokes, Sheish L'Shem Shemayim, Soifel L'Skayim. What's the Machlokes, Sheish L'Shem Shemayim, Machlokes Hillel B'Shamayim, Soifel L'Skayim, they're both going to have a Kiyum. Now the Halacha is like Bezillel, and later the Halacha is like Beshamay. Soifi Liskayim, both Stodom are right. Because now it's Bezillel, later it's going to be Beshamay. Everybody knows that. What not everybody knows is that the same exact Arizal said, that even though the Halacha is not like Reb Shimon, it's only now. But Lassud Lavoy, the Halacha is going to be like Reb Shimon. So I was thinking that Shabbos is Me'ein Olam Haba. If Shabbos is Me'ein Olam Haba, so it could be that it's true. Ordinarily, the Halacha is not like Reb Shimon. But we're dealing with Shabbos. We're dealing with the La'asad Lover the Geparsha. Me'ein Olam Haba, dear, the Halacha is like Reb Shimon. I was thinking, it could be it's so gewalt. Why is the Halacha not like Reb Shimon?
So Pashup Shad is, because we don't have Shaychas to Rabbi Shimon. The Gemara says, Brachas Lamed Hamed Beis. There was a Machlekes Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel said that, how's it you supposed? You wake up in the morning, what are you supposed to do? So you're supposed to daven, do the daf, right? You're supposed to learn, but you're supposed to work. Hadig ben minig derech eretz. You have to try to straddle, right, both obligations. Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai said that if a person's going to go to work, when are you going to have a learn? You're going to be Chayrish b'shas Charisha, you're going to be Zerei b'shas Zeria, you're going to be Koitz b'shas Ketira. Teirah mataylel. No. Or you have to make a decision. But if you're going to learn, you'll learn. Really, it's not a decision. You're supposed to learn. That's what Rav Shimon Bar Yochai said. And the Gemara says, Har b'yosek Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, v'lo yosek. They couldn't do it. People couldn't do Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. It was too hard. Har b'yosek Rav Yishmael. The Goyim said, only Harbi couldn't do it. There were miyutim that could do it. That's the Makar to the Rambam and the Hilchot Shemitah v'yoyevel. Ayin brisk Rav al ter pash chay sar. V'advarim before sava. But the point is, you know why that loch is not like Rav Shimon, I think? Because we don't have shaykhis to Rav Shimon. Because Har b'yosek Kurash bi v'lo yosek v'yodem. Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, you have to tap in. You have to, your voltage has to be in a place that where, unfortunately, most people can't. Therefore, the halacha, which is for the harbe yasu k'rav shim b'yichoy v'lo yasu b'yadam. But you know, there's one day in the week where we're all Rav Shimon. That's Shabbos. Because Shabbos is no hanuk ben minig derech eretz. Shabbos, nobody works. You don't work on Shabbos. Fakert. Lo nitnu Shabbos is el olasik b'toyro. So there's one day a week where the most poshut yid in the world, the most poshut yid in the world, he joins the camp of Rav Shimon. We all become Rav Shimon on Shabbos. So it could be on Shabbos, where we're all Rav Shimon. Now we're ready, it's Shaykh for Halacha to be like Rav Shimon. It's true, the Halacha can't be like Rav Shimon. But they're ready, the Halacha can be like Rav Shimon. I was thinking that the Gemara says in Rav Shimon Bayichai and Rav Loz Rav Shimon, they come out of the Ma'ar, Shabbos, Lamed Gimel, right? Can't forget that. It's Lag Ba'omer and Shabbos, Daf Lam. Avlam and Gimel, right? So they come out of the Ma'ara after all the years. And Rav Shimon Bar Yochai sees people, and wherever he looked, and people were dying there, but he couldn't be soiv what was going on. And then he saw a yid, it was Erev Shabbos, he was running, and he was holding two adasim. And he says, "Where are you running?" He says, he's bringing this to his wife, right? Flowers before Shabbos. He's bringing it. Mashal says, "Why two? Zachar Bashama, that's why we light two candles." Right? So he's running home with the two adasim. And Rav Shimon saw that, he said, Nicham Tani, I'm okay. And it all ended. So what happened? So I think maybe that was the tifkai. Rav Shimon Bar Yochai was bothered. He looked around. He says, "Hanig ben minig derech eretz. This is the world. What's going on?" After his years of writing the Zohar, the Kedusha with the boxer and Eliyahu HaNavi, he couldn't be saving what was going on. Then he saw Shabbos. He saw there's one day in the week. There's one day where we all become talmidim. We all become talmidim of Rav Shimon, and that was his nechama. That was his nicham tani. The bottom line is we have Torah here from the Yismach Moshe, from the Begadim Chadash, about Rabbi Eliezer. That even though Rabbi Eliezer Shamuti, but the Gemara said above Mitzio and Tess on the days, Yotzus Abasko, Halacha Karab Eliezer. So when it comes to Nyone Shemaim, Himmel Shizachin, there the Halacha is like Rabbi Eliezer, and we have this idea that the Halacha is not like Rabbi Shimon. But at the same time, Loss of Lovay, the Halacha will be like Rav Shimon. And it could be when it comes to Shabbos, which is a bechin of Loss of Lovay. It's a me'ein olam haba. Because every yid is shayach to Rav Shimon on Shabbos. Because we don't work on Shabbos. And Shabbos is a time where we're able to feel a little bit what Shita's Rav Shimon is. Maybe that's why the Halacha then is like Rav Shimon.